Welcome, you Central Pirates. Yeah. Can you give me a big arg, huh? On the count of three. One, two, three. Arg. Here we are, live from Cold Creek Canyon, Colorado. And we have a full house here in Cold Creek of truly spiritual pirates. But not only that, we're joined on the internet, either in video or Chambra, who are listening worldwide at this time. And really, it's a special time in human consciousness, in my opinion. And it's been a very special time for the United States in particular, because 2 days ago, we celebrated the 4th of July, which is Independence Day. And 287 years ago, we actually took our independence, we claimed our independence from England. And at that time, all 13 colonies signed the Declaration of Independence. And actually, it's really a profound document. And I was actually kind of drawn to the second paragraph of that document, and that is, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And then I forgot. But luckily, I wrote it down. Nothing like stage presence or whatever. And if I can find my notes, huh? No, wait. Nothing like a meltdown in front of the world. Oh, well. Well, it's universal. Human. Yeah, here we go. Bam. So, retake, huh? Part two. Okay, I'm just going to read it so I don't flub it. Yeah, you're welcome. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that our men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that was our Declaration of Independence that this country was founded on. And of course, a great symbol of that liberty and a great icon is the Statue of Liberty with a torch, and then in the tablet with actually July 4th, 1776, printed on it. And that was a gift from France, from the people of France, to the people of America, to really celebrate this monumental achievement. And here we are. Many of us were back then in those lifetimes. And now we played it forward for this very, very important, special time of living and walking our divinity. And let's take a breath with that. And let me invite all of us. We're going to have some music from Johann, Einat, Amir, and Gerhard now. And before we have them start playing, let me just invite us all to really get ourselves, and only we can do that, in the present moment, the now moment, fully grounded, and to feel ourselves in this now moment. And if we choose, we can create a safe space anywhere, anytime, just by choosing. So invite us all, let's take that conscious breath, that breath of life force energy that says, yes, I choose to be here now. And as a courageous, courageous angel, we can choose to feel and to experience the core of who we really are, our divinity, our I am, the truth of truths, I exist. So let's take that deep breath. And I invite Johann now to join us in celebration.
Today we invite all of us to open our music part with a great toning, all together. So wherever you are in the world, here in the room, to bring one tone, all together, bringing all of our majesty here.
The hymn of the United States, but it became a kind of a hymn for Shambra and for all of our beautiful family that's gathering all over the world. Home into the wall. softly.
Johan, let's give him another round of applause. Yeah! Woo! Thank you, guys. Hey, Nat, Gerhardt, and Amir, awesome. Thank you, thank you. What a delight. And they are going to be here, so we get to experience, truly experience, some more of their lovely, lovely energy and music. So thank you. Ah, let's take a breath with that, huh? Yeah. And, you know, there are so many things happening in the world that just reflect this transformational time that we're in. And if you've seen the news in the last few days, the military of Egypt actually ousted the reigning elected president, but it really wasn't serving the people, or at least it wasn't serving a large part of the people. And of course, part of the people think he still should be there. But it's change. And it's a continuation of the Arab Spring that started some time ago. And we're seeing that, all of us, you know, all over the world on the outside. But even more importantly, we're seeing it on the inside. Yeah. And especially when you have to get out your notes, but that's okay. That may not be okay, but that's what it is. Yeah. And, you know, it was in 2009, actually July 19th, that Tobias was the first ascended master that ever came back to Earth. So here in just 13 days, it'll be 4 years. Not that I'm into numbers or anything, but there is a lovely synchronicity. And then on the 29th of this month, there's actually a planetary alignment, really a very unique and very rare astrological event with the planets that actually create the Star of David. And I like that name. But for me, it's really the human and the divine, the masculine and feminine, and now more than any time ever in a whole new way. It's with new energy and new consciousness in the era of I Am. And it's been like 2 months since we were here. And in that interim period, you know, our two ambassadors were absolutely doing a full court press. In May, you know, they did this humongous book tour in Europe and then went to Bled, Slovenia for a mystery school and then a Journey of the Angel teacher training, came home, basically just long enough to empty their suitcase, wash their clothes, repack, yeah, and go to Sedona for 4 events. So I think they probably have been in more places, driven more miles, moved more energy than ever before. And it's a feat, frankly, I don't know how they do it, but I am so, so grateful for Linda Visa and Jeffrey. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Johan.
Wow, that needs to be YouTubed.
Yeah, Linda was whispering while you were playing that we should put this on YouTube.
That'd be fun.
We'll get it filmed. It looked great. Everybody was watching the screen, not you. Weren't you? Didn't it look better on the screen? No, it did. The color was brighter and more clear. I mean, it was the same thing.
Is that a good thing?
It's a weird thing.
It would be a good thing for YouTube.
A weird phenomena.
And we have traveled a lot of miles. Miles have gotten to be a joke to me since I have a 10-year-old car that has less than 50,000 miles on it, and I do that in 6 months in an airplane. So it's kind of a joke, but miles are miles.
I wanted to make one little mention about the I Am song, just for those of you that don't know the origins of it. We were in Israel, I think it was 2007, early 2007, first time we had met Gerhardt. I think we had done a little work with Amir.
First time with Amir also.
Hadn't yet met Anat, but first time to meet Gerhardt. He was in the audience, and actually you had played a little bit with Amir leading into one of the channels, I believe. But right during the middle of the channel, Saint Germain came through and said, "Master G, come here. Make up an I Am song in the moment." And he did. And that's what you just heard. It wasn't quite as refined back then, but it was amazing. And to this day, he still does that. And you guys are phenomenal.
He still is expected to make up songs. And I am so shocked. I have never known musicians that were so willing to just create in the moment. They are truly a chambre gift beyond words.
Yes.
No musicians like that.
Yeah.
Never anywhere ever. And the music is so full of love and passion and feeling. And sometimes just makes me want to cry, and other times it just makes me want to kick up my heels and scream.
And dance. Yeah.
Yeah. So we get to experience both live and in person. So this is an extra special gift for this wonderful audience for this July celebration.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of traveling together since the first of the year. And after Sedona, we all came back up here. We've been in the studio recording new Mirabs and really, really, really good ones. They're long this time. You know, they've really gotten long. Like
strong experience.
Some of them are almost 35 minutes. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. But right now, we want to thank you for being here. We're having a little party afterwards, music with Johan, barbecue.
It's up to you how big this party is.
They look like they're ready to party right now. Like, get through with all this formality. Let's just do the party. So we're going to go kind of quickly. We have a lot to cover in our segment. And Adamus says he's got a big
something, I'm sure.
Today.
Like,
yes.
Shut up.
And by the way, we did not match outfits before we got here, just in case. But it's seersucker day. It's like we both think we're seers, but we're really just suckers.
And I want to say one more about this month of independence. I think it is the most amazing time in creation. This is that month that the U.S. celebrates independence. And anyone that lives in this country knows that we do have amazing freedom. Not to say that there aren't other places that perhaps match it, but I think that this country at one point in time set a standard. And I think the most stunning thing of all, is that with all of this new consciousness, all this new energy, all this ability, it's not very easy for people to hide anymore. Everything that's going up in Egypt, the whole world knows about it. And you know,
instantly,
when there's that much consciousness, that much feeling and love and desire for people to succeed out there, you know that there's a new potential there like never ever before. And they're not relenting on what they want, and that they want something different, and they truly want the opportunity to succeed and to thrive like they deserve. And that's true anywhere in the world, and it just, being the Freedom Month in the U.S., it's really amazing to watch what's going on. I was stunned. I saw some stuff on Facebook from some of the Egyptians that we work with. And by the way, they're almost all Muslims. There are some Christians, but they're almost all Muslims. But I was blown away by the really strong, amazing statements that some of the people we know were making on Facebook to say, please listen to how important this change was for us and what it means for us in freedom and potential for us and our children. So if you want to send some extra love and energy, I invite you to send some to Egypt. I am.
By the way, July 3rd was Egypt's Independence
yes.
Day. It was also the day that the army kind of came in and declared a new independence. But I did ask Adamus to talk about Egypt today.
Good, good.
Yeah. It's a very special place for so
amazing.
Many of us. We've been there four times now, and it's difficult to watch.
There's no place like it on the world.
Yeah.
No place.
So anyway, let's talk about who's here.
But my heart is pounding. Oh, what are we talking about now?
Welcome to...
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, let's get back on track. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Ah, we have some
We could talk politics for an
hour. No, I'm really excited. Yeah, I actually would like to do that, but nobody would appreciate it. I am really, because it's really interesting to observe it. But anyways, I am really excited. You are too. We have some wonderful guests, and I'm extremely excited because at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them are here for Journey of the Angel teacher training that starts on Monday. And that, we just taught that, we just did that class training last month in Europe. And I love that material. I forgot how amazing it was and how much it still is so congruent and supportive of what even Adamus is saying now. So how smart was Mr. Tobias? Okay, so.
He came back.
I know. So to mention a few of our guests, and please, let's not make a big deal out of this, but go ahead and stand up. Okay, Canada, there's a bunch of you.
Canada.
Canadian, stand up. Woohoo! Yay, Canada. Woohoo! And returning friends from United Kingdom, there are two. Yes, you two. Hello.
From the UK.
From the UK.
They haven't
checked
in. They were offended by the remarks about the independence from England, so they would laugh. They left.
I never said what it was independence from. I just said independence.
David did.
Oh, did he? Mm-hmm. I wasn't listening, I guess. Since none of my relatives came from England. Yours did, but no, I didn't. Okay, we'll leave that alone. Okay, Arizona. Do we have a few Arizonans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Arizona.
Welcome. Nice tie.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay, and then I skipped and forgot. I need to go back to California.
California, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for being here. Nice pants, Stefan. Okay. Did you see Stefan's pants? Can we get that on the camera?
I don't know if the camera will get that.
Look at those pants. Holy smokes. I love them. Okay, Jeff, you should get a pair like that.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's not your stuff. From New Mexico, we have a couple. Let's see. There we go. John McCurdy. Okay. We got the Californians. Florida, my goodness, they're from everywhere. Where are you?
Florida.
Maybe they haven't checked in yet. Chicken. They don't want to stand up. Nebraskans.
Nebraska.
Yeah,
welcome.
There
Good
we
to
go.
See you again.
Utah. And master of the obvious, we have Gerhard from Austria.
Austria.
And two Israelis.
Israel.
Yes, a nod and a mirror. What an international crew we have today. Did I forget anybody's state or country?
Colorado.
No! Colorado.
The question, though, is anybody here a native Coloradoan? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
There's a few.
Wow. You don't meet many. Yeah, wow. Florida.
Yeah. And, of course, welcome to the gazillions of you that are listening in live or later.
Yeah. To everybody listening around the world.
Or watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to get right into the last shout. Do you remember last shout? I don't even know the title.
Yeah, it was Shut Up.
Bringers. Yeah, it was called bringers of new energy.
Why do you try to keep calling it
everywhere we went when we were traveling in May, everybody referred to it as the Shut Up Shoud.
You and Gene are the only ones that are calling it that. Everybody else is calling it Shut
the
Up.
Bringers of the Dawn. So it seems like ages since we were here last. It's only been 2 months.
One question. How many of you think the name of this channel should be Bringers of the New Energy?
No, let them watch the video first.
Wait, wait, wait.
Let
many?
Them watch the video.
How many? Okay, how many of you think that the name of the channel should be Shut Up?
But the real question is, how many of you remember anything other than the
Nothing
Shut Up?
Nothing else mattered.
Shut up. I'm living. I'm busy. Shut up. I'm enjoying life. Shut up.
For your desktop.
Come on, what matters?
Yeah, he's not singing Bringers of the New Energy. It's Shut Up.
It's an everyday tool. You've been using it all the time.
We're going to take a quick look at the recap from last month put together by our dear Vicky. Vicky, where are
Woo-hoo.
You? Vicky,
Yay.
All right.
Stand up, Vicky.
So we get the lights down, and here we go into our last shout. First of all, you are consciousness. Understand that. You are consciousness. It's the I am. I exist. That's consciousness. It's the first awareness. You are consciousness. We'll just put a dot there. Consciousness. I exist. Consciousness continues to, you could say, unfold. It continues to become. It's not static. It doesn't just stay in its current level of consciousness. To say that it grows isn't quite right, or to expand, it continues to become more conscious. So we put a circle around that, the circumpunct, the symbol for consciousness, the I am. Very simple. This is the I am. As I said before, it doesn't exist anywhere. It doesn't have a place in outer space of its own. Doesn't need it. It does not exist within time. Doesn't need it. It is totally on its own. Right on the first level, what you call the basic level or the simple level, right around your consciousness is, it looks like a sun now, is a... Let's, again, human words, but it is a layer of energy that's the most intimate with you. It's only yours. It is always there, but you are hardly ever in conscious connection with it. Because you're in conscious connection with everything else, the walls, the cars, the other people in your life, your aches and pains, and mostly that strange mind. So you very, very rarely... access it. Once in a grand while, a few of you might have felt this level. When you do, you're going to feel, you're going to have the sensory experience of tremendous love and all things being in order, because this level, right around your consciousness, follows you around. It's everywhere the consciousness goes. That level and layer is in perfect harmony, resonating with the I am. Energy is abundant. It's a common misperception. It's an absolute lie, as a matter of fact, that energy is limited. It's so abundant, and it's always there, going in and out of reality, replenishing itself. It's not measurable. So, number one, it's abundant. Number two, energy is literal. Energy is literal. What I mean by that is it responds literally to the passion. And it doesn't care about good or bad, anything else. So when you're as bringers of energy, remember your passion. Linda, would you put in parentheses underneath that, your passion. When you get into that thinking about, and that manipulating, how am I going to use my energy now? Stop right there. You're putting yourself in a box. The brain is a very strange aspect. The brain knows very little about energy. As a matter of fact, I'll go so far as to say the mind is actually intimidated by energy because it does not create energy, it never has, and it's very clumsy in dealing with energy. So the mind is intimidated by energy. The mind will literally restrict the level of energy that's coming into your reality because it doesn't understand it. And so as a bringer of energy, what's going to bring it in? The passion, the desire. Yeah, creates a little conflict. Because there is a mistrust of your passion, your past experience, love that past experience, crap. Your past experience says, but yes, when I expressed my passion, I was put down. So, yeah. Will you be put down again? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Do you want to live in the world of the blind or you want to live in the world of the aware? It's that simple. So next on the list, energy is altruistic. Energy wants to serve you. Energy wants to serve you. And it doesn't have any agendas. It doesn't care if you're on the fast train to hell or you're putting on wings to go to heaven. It really doesn't. It does not care. There are no judgments in energy. It cannot have a judgment. It is altruistic. It is here to serve you without agenda, here to be at your feet. Energy comes from, number one, the Earth, this planet. It's probably your most immediate connection with energy. It's always flowing up from Earth and the atmosphere. It's always here. You use it every day for everything that you do. Earth-based energies. You could say there's a reservoir of energy that's here serving humans on this planet. It resonates at human vibrational level. In other words, it's kind of slow. It's I would call murky, but it's still here. You're used to working with it. It's kind of animalistic. And that's not bad, but it's crude. But so is Earth. Now, it's an important level because it keeps a grounding force. And if it wasn't for Earth energy and its associated magnetics and electromagnetics and other earthly type of characteristics, if it wasn't for that, this all wouldn't be held into place. It'd be difficult to stay in the human body. But it's at a very elemental, no pun intended, very elemental level. The next level of energy, we'll just call it for sake of simplicity, cosmic energy. This comes from the physical universe surrounding you. There are tremendous energies, some that have already known by science, but many that are not, that are part of the composition and the servicing of your physical reality. Feel into the cosmic energy. It's different. It feels chaotic, but it's actually fairly refined. Now, the mind says, well, what do I do with it? Shut up, mind. Shut the hell up, mind. Thought I was going to say it, didn't you? Shut up, mind. Yeah, really, tell your mind to shut up. I mean, it really, and mean it, like you really mean it, not, would you please shut up? No, shut the up, mind. I didn't say it, but you all heard it. Isn't that interesting?
I don't mind the word, I just don't like it broadcast.
You could go back and play the tapes, and it wasn't there, but every one of you heard it. Amazing. So, where were we? Shut up. No, really, that's what it takes. The mind is a strange aspect. And it's time that you, dear soul being, started telling it exactly what to do. Please, it gets so caught up in it. The mind's not a bad thing. It's just a strange thing. Could you imagine before you came to Earth, you didn't have a mind? There was no mind. Oh, what was that like? Pretty liberating. The mind helped to bring some depth, you could say, to the sensual experience of being on this planet. The mind has helped with that. But at a certain point, you outgrew the mind. You know, it's like at a certain point, the horse and buggy has to go, no matter how many are saying that the automobile or its next iteration are evil. No, it's time to go. Time to go beyond the mind. Mind is a nice thing, but shut up. Try it at home. Shut up. I'm living. I'm busy. Shut up. I'm enjoying life. Shut up. Guys, you're like a bad wife or husband. Shut up. I'm divorcing you. I'm out the door. You know what you do if you're really in your mind? Shut up. And then you just take that step. You don't debate whether you're going to take that step out of the mind. You don't debate whether you're feeling something or not. You don't argue with yourself about whether you feel certain things or react to certain things or whether you can ever have sensitivity. You don't debate it. You don't think about it. Shut up. And you move into experience, feeling, knowingness. It's that simple. The funny thing is, the years that so many of you have wasted on debating with yourself, but, well, I'm not psychic. Yes, I am. I want to be. I'm not psychic. And somebody else, shut up. No, it's really that simple. I'm not kidding. It's that simple. You just say, no, this is, I am that I am. That's it. It's not and if you hear the voice saying, oh, yeah, I hear you say I am. Shut up. I am that I am. You're nothing. You're a stupid brain. You have to be a little playful. Because if you don't, you get caught in that brain. You start, well, I can't say that to myself because isn't that bad karma on me when I say shut up to my mind? And isn't that negative energy? Shut up. Stop. Enough already. Just choose. Hey, I'm going to be sensitive and feeling. Wow, amazing. It was always there. What was the big deal?
Shut up.
Let's do that together just once. And then three. One, two, three. Shut up. You do that better than I am that I am. Now, that's sad. That's really sad. Tobias, I'm going to get you for this. Why is it that you could do that with more passion than you say, I am what I am? Like, you got to stick up your backside. But shut up was easy. Let's do shut up. That was fun. Let's do shut up. One, two, three.
Shut up!
It lightens things up, really, because the worst place to have an argument is in your own mind.
Ooh.
I'm surprised you haven't been saying shut up a lot. Oh, you've been taking medications and alcohol. Oh, shut up. Crystalline energies have the amazing ability to be in alignment. They tend to stay very pure. They don't get caught up in all the goings-ons and the agendas of cosmic and earth, which tend to be more physical oriented. Crystalline is non-physical, very pure, but it can manifest. It can come down through cosmic and earth in crystalline forms. And that's why you have crystals that you wear that are buried in the earth and are beautiful. They are, you could say, it's the crystalline energies, it's the pure crystalline energies making their way down. It's kind of almost like a reminder that at the more core level of things, they're in alignment, they're in order. Whether you like it, if you're sitting in this room or you're listening in online, you're reading this, you are a bringer of new energy. Mm. Not for anybody else, please, that's not, it's just for you. You are a bringer. When others seeing that you can bring the milk home, they're going to start bringing the milk home. When they see that you, David, can access energies like that, command them, have them come around you like a well-trained troop, army troop, they're going to say, how do you do that? I want some of that. And you're going to say, nah, you're not ready. and they're probably not. Because if they're just drooling at the mouth for some energy, they're probably not. But that's okay. At least the journey has started.
Okay. I am so sorry. What is the name of that channel? How many think it should be bringers of new energy? How many think shut up? Such a good tool. Good tool.
You know, it was so memorable, you know, and again, Linda and I hit the road right after that. We went to all over Europe, and everywhere we went, people were, they would walk up to us, shut up.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, shut up.
You know what's nice about that? You can't forget that tool because it's so simple and so clear.
We actually did. We were so having such a laugh about it. We actually created the little sound button. You can put it on your desk and you press.
I'm living. I'm busy. Shut up. I'm enjoying life. Shut up.
Oh, that's you guys laughing.
Yeah. So it's a great little thing. Linda's plays it all the time. I she must be talking in her brain a lot because every time I turn around to say something, she hits that button. It's like, it's amazing. Shut up.
And I, of course, don't have to push that button to just imagine those words.
Exactly. So we've got a lot to cover.
Yes, we're
going to move right ahead, talk about some of the recent events.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, we did this tour through Europe for the new book. I want to say the Shut Up Book, that's not it. What was the name of the Journey of the Angels?
Right.
So we went to Bern, Switzerland, Zurich, Munich, where we had great ZLMC, where actually Gerhard's from. And he wasn't there because he was doing other things, but
he has a life.
And then Salzburg, and then on to Slovenia. Because it seems like ages ago, we didn't do a photo recap of that. We got home, as David mentioned, and went to Sedona with so many other Chambra. And it was I forgot. I'm out of sync. For Saturday, this
Thank
is from
you.
Last month. Just a few quick photos. I still have shut up in my brain. This is the last shout. I just love the pictures and the, yeah.
Oh, we had a special
Marty
musical
and,
guest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Super Chambra. And she has her Super Chambra mug today. Yes, we just saw Adamas. We don't need to see him again. Ah, all the laughter.
I think they're yelling, shut up.
I bet they are. That's kind of what it looks like.
Oh,
look,
Susie's yelling
serious.
The loudest. Look at that in the back.
In the back, yeah. A lot of visitors, Australia.
Yeah.
Anyway, doesn't it seem like it was a long time? Yeah, Gene Hart at work back there. And Vicky.
Is Vicky.
Yeah.
Guest.
That is a sweet shot, yeah. These photos were all taken by Dave, and they can be viewed on the Chambra photo album online. Dave was just telling me, just on Sedona alone, there's been like 30,000 hits on the Sedona photos. Voter views, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So now I'm back in sync. Now we're in Sedona. As David mentioned, we have four different events there. Started out with a Grand Canyon tour. And by the way, I want to thank Susie for putting all these together. Four in a row is a lot, and they were impeccable. So Susie,
lots of details.
Wherever you are, thank you. Susie, thank you. Sedona, the whole thing was terrific. Every event just kind of went into the next. How many here were down in Sedona for the events?
It's hotter than hell, and it's on fire now.
Yeah. Yeah, I always worry about that. Everywhere we go, right afterwards, there's something that happens, but I'm not going to worry too much about it. Anyway, we also did the Sedona experience with Lee Carroll. We've been working with Lee for many, many years, but this is actually the first time we've worked together with him without a bunch of other people. So the first time just working together with Lee, and it was fantastic in Sedona. And
he was a mentor for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was good seeing him again, working with
him.
Yes,
it was.
I think he travels more miles than we do, actually.
He does, and he has probably one of the funniest senses of humor. If you can ever pull him aside, he tells the silliest jokes. Yeah. Just very funny.
Very funny.
That sense of humor has never gone away.
Anyway, Gene has put together a video recap.
Yay.
And this will include, I think, a little bit of most of the events other than maybe Keyhawk, but just kind of...
And the
music in the background is from Amir's new CD. So
sit
back, relax, and enjoy. Here we go, if we get the lights off. Okay.
typical, crazy, amazing Shangri-La group.
Wow. Yeah. And Amir, are you going to play like that tonight? Yeah. Thank you, Dave, for you. Most of those photos were yours.
Very good.
And it was an amazing time.
How many of you were at any of the Sedona events? Actually, there's a lot of people that were there. Yeah.
Asked already.
What?
Nothing. I already asked.
Oh.
So excited.
Just say, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Only to say to your mind, never to anybody else.
Sure.
We'll take a quick look at some of the upcoming events. I have a few things on the calendar, although it's nice we have a time off between now and the end of summer. Except this coming week is Journey of the Angels teacher training. And as Linda mentioned, we have quite a few people here for that. It'll be right here, Coal Creek Hall, starting Monday at 10 o'clock. If you are a certified SES teacher, and what other requirements?
You have to have taught some SES classes.
Taught some SES classes. You can attend.
I'm really looking forward to this training. Again, the material is so wonderful. And I'm going to say it one more time, and I'll say it fast. Okay, when you grow up and they tell you about life and how you screwed up and, you know, heaven was great and then, you know, God sent us to earth and then, you know, we didn't do what we were supposed to and, you know, totally pissed off God. Not to mention the fact that the feminine energy, you know, gave Adam that damn apple, which totally screwed up everything. So there's no way for the feminine to ever win their way back. So you spend the rest of your life hoping that you're going to do enough good things that outweigh the bad things so that you don't go to hell. But
is this a recovering Catholic thing?
I'm still getting, Catholic school. Can you see how wounded I am from Catholic school? Yeah. So, but the good news is Journey of the Angels is a completely different perspective. Guess what? We're here because we're creators. We make choices. We have experiences. And we're probably not going to hell.
Unless you believe in it.
Unless you believe in hell, yeah.
Anyway, Journey of the Angels teacher training, great videos put together
really by good channels.
Vicky and good channels. So,
yeah.
Then coming up, let's see. Oh, Roost Austria, this is brand new. We're just announcing it, although the announcement has gone out to the angels. It's Adamus's Act of Consciousness. This is actually based on the Sedona channels, which were really, really good.
Very good.
So we're going to be doing this in Roost, Austria. It's about an hour south of Vienna.
Beautiful.
It's in September.
Setting.
Beautiful setting there.
Really beautiful.
Yeah. And I think a few of the details on that, it is very experiential. It includes, we're having a wine tasting Friday night to start off.
That I think reason
that's,
alone.
That's the way to start out a workshop.
Yeah, shut up or drink
and
wine.
And then a dinner. Also includes a dinner and boat cruise on Saturday night. Roost is beautiful, right on the Austrian-Hungarian border.
It's a tiny European country city. There's nothing, you know, there's no, what do you call it, Aria, what are those grocery stores? And I mean, it's
Costco.
There's no Costco.
No Costco.
There are no department stores. It is strictly a true country European village. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And it's already half sold out.
Yeah.
It was open to
we're
angels,
limiting
and it's
it
already
to
half
75.
Sold out.
And Susie, how many spots do we have left for Roost?
Of 75.
Half of 75.
37 and a half.
One small child. shortly after that is south of France. We're going to be doing quantum allowing. That is sold out, so I won't even talk anymore about it. Just move on to the next one. We don't have the exact time and dates yet, but just for those who are wondering, coming up this fall in October, we'll be going back to Medellin,
that's
Colombia,
right.
And we're going to be doing energy physics and management, a new energy mystery school.
Well, and I asked Jeff to please be more clear, because as many of you know, the mystery school is called a mystery because it is. And it's constantly evolving, and there aren't any two that are quite alike.
No. If you've ever been to a mystery school, you go to another one, they are not the same. We call them mystery schools because we don't know what's happening.
But I find that annoying.
So Linda now wants like a really long title. It's a mystery
school. I want a subtitle. It's a mystery, but it's the focus keeps evolving. So I'm always open to that.
So looking forward to going back to South America. We've got a great group of Chambra down in Colombia.
And Medellin's a wonderful city, and they know how to dance and be passionate. And so if you want to get hooked on that, that's also a great place to visit.
And we will have Spanish translation,
yes,
I assume.
Will.
Great.
Yes, okay. Because that's the language they speak.
Yes. Yes, and I'm probably not going to learn Spanish by then.
No, I know, just enough to get in trouble.
Then November, we're back to Sydney, Australia, because we love it there. We're going to be doing Act of Consciousness, and whether two or three people show up doesn't matter, because we just love going to Australia.
You get lots of miles to make your standard. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
It works good.
And I think that's it.
That's it for now.
I think, yeah.
That's a warning. That's it for now.
Yeah, that's it for now. Mm-hmm. Nothing else planned? Oh, no, we're going to talk a little bit about Awakening Zone. You realize Gerhard and Anat and Amir created this song? The jingle
this
for Awakening Zone? Yeah.
It's my ringtone on my phone.
Yeah, you can download it.
Yes,
for ringtone. A couple of quick announcements. We have a new show.
Monty Farber.
My clicker isn't working so well.
Oh.
We have a new show on Awakening Zone. Actually, it just started this last Monday. The Enchanted World of Monty Farber. Monty has about, I think he's the author of 35 or 40 books now. He's in every Barnes & Noble. We met him last year at a New Age trade show. He was such a character. We got to know him.
He's very, very fun, and he's very incredibly tuned in and very entertaining, funny person, has a Northeast sense of humor that's just, he's really, really interesting to listen to and very entertaining.
He's regularly on national television.
Right.
He does a thing called Financial Predictions for Jim Cramer. If any of you listen to Jim Cramer. So he's quite a character. I haven't gotten to listen to his show yet, Vicki, from Monday, because we were in the studio.
It was his first show,
How
right?
was it?
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, would you, let's get the microphone so all the people in the audience can hear. So this is Monty Farber's show, and what did he do in the show?
There was a woman who called in who was a television producer, and she had pitched a show to like four different production companies.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, which one do you think is going to pick it up? Or is it going to pick it up? Well, while we were on the air, Monty said, well, Indermal is going to pick it up. And Indermal is huge. And so he went on to the next caller, blah, 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 blah. This woman shows up in the chat room again, says, I just got a call from the casting director. Indermal picked up my show.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
He's so funny and so
really
entertaining.
Funny.
He really
and
is.
Accurate. So.
And accurate.
Yep.
Yeah.
First and third Monday.
Yeah, great. First and third Monday. So that's the new show on Awakening Zone. And what else on? Oh, with Awakening Zone Academy. This is where you can take online classes, and some of them are just a few segments, some of them are many more.
There's a lot of variety.
Yeah, it's great, and it's also a way to support the Awakening Zone, because all the shows are free. But when you pay for one of the online academy shows, there's a fee, but it supports what we're doing with Awakening Zone. So we've got a really great new course coming up. Matter of fact, registration closes Monday. It is Life. Celebrating Life While Facing Serious Illness with Norma and Garrett. So that starts.
Oh, wow.
I think registration closes for that.
On the 8th.
On July 8th. It's a four-part series. Vicki actually helped you produce it, and she says it's fantastic. So I haven't had a chance to watch. Have you guys watched it? I haven't had a chance.
They did it, Jeff.
I know.
And one more thing about the Awakening Zone Academy, we've gotten some really nice feedback from people all over the world, because there are people in places that don't have a lot of access that have found that this is a great way, no matter where you are in the world. If you speak English, then this is a great way to tune into new energy material. So we're very excited about some of the early feedback that we're already getting back on the Awakening Zone Academy, a way to really reach and touch from no matter where you are. So all you need is a good computer connection.
Good. So thank you. Look forward to that.
And thank you, Norman Garrett.
Coming up in a couple of weeks is registration for Jeanette Crowley's six-part series called Soul Body Fusion. So
that's kind of the core of her work. That's exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
I know. I'm glad that she actually agreed to put that up there. So that's news on the Awakening Zone.
Right.
And next is the Shambra Launchpad.
Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
But they don't even know what it is.
That doesn't mean that they can't clap. I mean, you don't want them to fall asleep. It's warm.
It is kind of warm and sleepy in here. Wouldn't you just like to pop a beer right now? Start the grill up, but no. Actually, we have a very special launch pad today because it's two amazingly wonderful people Linda and I have had the opportunity to travel around the world with and
to work with.
Get to be very close in a work situation but also a friend and life situation. And it's very special because they have a brand new CD just came out a couple weeks ago. So please welcome Einat and Gerhard to the launch pad. So you probably didn't know it, but this is the launch pad, like right here. It doesn't look like a launch pad, but and the purpose of this, why don't you give them the microphone? The purpose of this is to really confuse you. The purpose is you've got a great new product, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But this is for all of Shambra to add their energy, take a good deep breath, and let that creation of yours expand out into the world. Whatever that means, wherever we'll go. But your new CD is called Mystic Traveler, and a couple things about it. Linda and I were traveling, of course,
with
you guys. So we drove down to Sedona. And we were outside of Albuquerque, and we said, well, let's put in Mystic Traveler now. So we were kind of relaxed, and we were out in the open road, and put it in, started playing, and we both just started looking at each other. And we're like,
wow.
Wow. I mean, not just, hey, that's really good. I love all your CDs, but this was a wow. And I'm sorry, I'm not letting you talk at all, but you're just on the launch pad here.
We are used to it.
Actually, that's not true. Not from me. From Adamus. But we put it in, and it was just like, this is so good. Production work, the studio work, the quality, as well as the songs, the creativity. You guys went from being really good to world class, excellent. I love this CD, and I just mean it so much. So
there's literally one song on there that was so beautiful and captivating, and just like I finally had to say. And Jeff started playing the CD again. I'm like, I'm not sure that's a good idea to drive and play that, because that one song in particular.
Oh, I kept on repeating it.
Yeah. Wow. It's just.
I actually have a sample of that
we'll good,
play.
Oh, good, good.
But now you get to say a word. Oh, thank you.
That's so nice. Thank you.
I get so excited because this CD is so good. Tell us a little bit about it. Thank you. And.
Yeah. Just tell us a little bit about. I mean, you do it so good. I mean, it's really good that you know.
Even the artwork. I mean, that's beautiful art and production. Everything about the CD.
You know that Gerhard designed every graphic of our CD poster.
It's good. So when did you start working?
Yes.
On the CD.
Yes, it's okay to clap, everybody. Go ahead.
The picture is from an artist from Amsterdam. We used it also for our first city together, the Fata Morgana, but Gerhard is doing the graphic. Magnificent.
So, okay, what about the CD? What's different about it, in your opinion, than your previous CDs? How long did it take you to do it? Tell us about it.
You sure?
You have to be fast.
I know, I have to be fast. So, you know, sometimes we are creating things and they just flow and we do them nicely. And in this creation, both of us said, let's take it all the way. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm a little bit impatient. I'm fast, I create things, I want to have them done. And this one, we really took time for it. It was 1.5 years process, and we had very good musical producer, co-producer helping us. And we just said, let's take it as far as we can take it. And, you know, sometimes music, the magic of the music is there in the moment. Like when we go on stage and we don't know what we do, that's a magical situation. And many times there is a great spark there. Or like in the life, those magic moments that just happen, that are not planned, that are real. And on the other hand, if you want to listen to music and have something that lasts, sometimes you need to work on it.
Mm.
And
really?
To polish it. Like in the live, if you want to create that event that we're in now, there is a lot of work done to make that moment possible. And it's a little bit like that also in the music production. There is that quality that comes in when things mature and when you give it a real touch and take them. And that was the intention for that CD. And also the Mystic Traveler for us, that's us. Mm. That's not Enat and me, but that's all of us.
Oh, good point.
That's me.
Where is Amir?
yeah, the guy in the pencil.
That's me?
Yeah.
He's inside the whale.
So let's listen to one of the tracks and then chat a little bit more. But just to give everybody a flavor, this is from, I forgot which one. You'll have to tell us once it starts.
Shirat Hayam. Shoteket Umakshiva
is that?
That's Hebrew, actually.
Hebrew, okay.
Yeah, that's the only Hebrew. Yeah.
Ancient Hebrew, yes. Versus modern Hebrew, yes. Yeah. And but sometimes you sing in a non-language,
right.
So I didn't know if, yeah.
Right, yeah, you can find it in the CD as well.
There's another cut that, this is the one that Linda was talking about, when she said that I shouldn't be driving down the interstate highway at 90 miles an hour listening to it, but it was just mesmerizing. It's the title track, Mystic Traveler, and this is just a segment of it, but there's incredible overtoning in it. I've never heard the overtoning like this. And the way you mixed it, you put it all together. Overtoning by itself, as you may know, can really
How did that feel
you
for you, Gerhard?
My turn.
I get so excited about it.
Well, we did a lot of overtone work for many years. It's a magical thing to discover the world of overtones, like you discover a temple of sound within each sound.
Did you say temple
you bring
of
them
silence?
Out. Temple of sound. But that sound leads you to the silence, ultimately. I always say, I love music, but it trains us to receive silence. Mm-hmm. So in this track, what I did is I was singing overtones and I was layering them in many, many layers. So you get an experience like a temple of many, many layers of harmonics. And I think it's a vehicle to transport us beyond.
Okay, let's listen to it. This is the title track. Mystic Traveler. Mm. amazing. Beautiful.
I love it. The overtoning of both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Really beautiful. So
thank you.
Congratulations
thank
on you. The new creation. It the whole entire thing.
Do you have some here?
We have some here, of course, and it's also in the store.
Yeah, it's a digital download. So. Yeah.
So you can buy it here or buy it online.
And of course, also Amir's CD and his last elements that we heard in the beginning with all the magic groove is here and available in the store.
This one?
And yeah, thank you.
Cool. So thank you. Let's take a good deep breath with Mystic Traveler, which I kind of, it's like this is all of our journey. I mean, and the CD is kind of represents that. Let's take a good deep breath and really get it out there for changes of consciousness for anyone who happens to listen to it. Good deep breath for your beautiful creation. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you guys.
I'm so glad I had my questions prepared and let you guys talk. And as Gerhard mentioned, Anat's new album, which we featured in the magazine about 3 months ago, two or three months ago, Amirya, and you heard some of the cuts off of it during the Sedona video. So, Amir, also, your CD is here today and available as a download online.
And a little special Amir notice that what happened was, originally after Sedona, he thought he had to go straight back.
Yeah.
And he kept, you know, hearing about the party and remembering what it's like to be here with us. And forget his kids, forget his family, you know. Hey. He stayed on so he could play longer. So he changed his travel schedule so he could stay. So thank you, Amir, for changing your travel schedule.
Okay, a few minutes left before we take a break.
Okay.
We got just a few announcements on Chambre News. Not too much, but a couple of things. Yeah, it is kind of like BBC or CNN, yeah. But this is Chambre News.
I always think this is going to be a joke, and it's not.
This dead serious.
Every
this
time I hear serious. It, sure it's a joke.
Serious stuff. Boom, 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 boom.
I know.
Okay, what do we have in the news this month? Oh, we just we spent a lot of time in the recording studio after coming back from Sedona. We recorded 6 new incredible Mirabs. And last year, you know, they were really good, if you've heard the Mirabs.
People loved them.
Mirab is it's a time to take a shift in consciousness without
kicking your butt.
Yeah, just sit back and
just
let it happen.
Allow it.
And some great music.
Flows with the music. And
the new ones
message.
This year are just beautiful because
it's Adamus and the music.
We're more experienced at putting them together.
Were there any Kathumis?
Kathumi joined in on one of them. But the 6 new Mirabs are Love of Self, which is really powerful, Grace, Clarity, Beyond, like going beyond third dimension, Light Body, and I think that's the one Kathumi came in on, kind of joined in, I forgot. And then Crystal Energies, or taking a visit to the Crystal Caves.
Don't those sound good? Just the titles alone, doesn't that sound like a great experience? I can't wait till they're
done. So we're doing the mixing work on those. We expect them to be out hopefully by the August shout, so a month from now. It takes a long time to do the mixing work and the mastering and everything else, but the recording is done. You guys, it was fun to work with you in the studio. It was a lot of fun.
It was really special.
So look
and
forward to that.
What
and
else?
Let's see. What else is new?
What?
I think the shout-out button. Yeah, the new shout-out button. So it's available in the Crimson Circle store. We have a bunch here today. They're $10 each or 3 for $25. Well, you might have friends, you know. Just, you know, could you imagine giving this to a friend and just say, here, this is free.
I have a lot of family members I'd
and
like to send it to.
Even
come on!
Even the graphic on here, we kept real generic. You know, it doesn't say shut up. It just sits on your desk and looks really nice, and somebody comes over, oh, what's that? And then it says, shut up. I'm living. I'm busy. Shut up. I'm enjoying life. Shut up.
It's to your mind. You're telling your mind that's always on overdrive to be quiet.
We had so much fun with it that we got to Slovenia, and our dear friend Davor actually put together a little, like a minute and a half little song.
As he's a got gift.
He's got a recording studio. He does a lot of work in the business.
He's a professional. He's been a TV entertainer, music entertainer since he was like 10 years old. So truly professional. He really got into this.
Well, so he gave us this little minute and a half version for our anniversary, and we just busted up laughing so hard that he went home and over the next couple of nights put together a full-length song, which we just happened to have here. So if you sit back and listen to the
Welcome
Shut Up
to Crimson
song.
Crimson Circle Show. Welcome to the Crimson Circle Show.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'm enjoying life. Shut up. Shut up and live.
I am bubbling with the feeling of your energy. I just wanna yell.
Shut up. When I say shut up to my mind, isn't that negative? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'm enjoying life. Shut up. Tell your mind to shut up.
What do I do with
shut up, mind. I'm living. I'm busy. Shut up. You don't argue with yourself. You don't debate it. You don't think about it. Shut up. Your stupid brain. Shut up. I want it said with a song. Shut up. Pretty liberating.
Medication.
Shut up. I went to the crystal cave. Shut up. Go to some nice new age sleepy website, Om Enchant, or whatever you do, or talk about your problem childhood. Shut up. Oh, what was that like? You wouldn't believe what I have to deal with. Shut up. Shut up, mind.
Ooh.
Now, please shut up. Laugh once in a while. We don't need to get so serious about things. You have to be a little playful. How about saying, shut up. I'm enjoying life. Shut up. Stop. Enough already. Just shut up and live.
I'm sorry. I think Davor did an amazing job. Very professional, very funny.
Very funny.
And one more time, what is the name of that channel?
When we heard this, I'm like, this is the next Gangnam Style. You know, I mean, you can almost hear it. But it was so funny that he put this together. And there were actual clips. I mean, we didn't go into the studio to do anything. He actually went back to the Shoud and the Shoud before. And you got Linda's voice and all the different things.
He was
things
very funny. He had a lot of fun doing it.
It was really
fun. He worked
fun.
Hard, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he came each morning with real sleepy eyes because he'd been working all night on it. Anyway, before we take a break, just a quick thank you to the Crimson Circle angels, the Crimson Circle teachers, the translators, the web hosts, the thousands and thousands who make this all work out, make this possible. We're on an incredible journey of awakening. Not always an easy journey, not always a journey that makes a lot of sense based on the old ways, but...
Would you go back and do it any other way?
Shut up.
Oh! That didn't sound so clear.
Also, a very big hand for the staff who got here really early this morning. Really, really early. Did all the setup. Thank you. We've got a lot of great food to eat at the break, but remember, we are having the barbecue, beer, brats, and everything else tonight. So I noticed there's nothing but chocolate back there.
Is that a problem for you?
No. It's a good thing. So we're going to return at 3 o'clock in 30 minutes. See you then. Enjoy.
Thank you.